It's now time for our Jefferson West Locker Room Chat as we get set to start a brand new basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by the Tigers girls basketball coach, that is Felipe McCree, taking over at the helm. And coach, how are we feeling going into 23 and 24? You take over a team that won six games a year ago, certainly some key pieces back on your roster, but how are things kind of shaping up as we get set to start a new season?
Well, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, how much you know, how much time as a coach, how much time you get to practice. You never feel like you're fully prepared. But I will say that with this group of young ladies, that, I mean, they've been working their butts off. They really have. They've really done a good job of buying into the new program, what we're trying to do both offensively and defensively. You know, it's a stark contrast to what they've done in the past. And so, you know, getting them to buy in this early is a big step for us.
I want to talk about a few key returning seniors for you. Kenley Stones, who averaged nearly 12 points per game. Ella Dickey is also a double-digit scorer who could shoot the three ball. And then Hallie Tuck is kind of a gadget player, a little bit of everything that she can provide. But seem like three key leaders for you and a big part of what you guys are going to try to do this year.
Yes, they're big time. You know, the thing is with last year, you know, we didn't have any seniors on our team. And so those three, along with Burley Sanders, were all kind of thrust into leadership positions as juniors. You know, with some injuries and some other sort of things, circumstances kind of took place last year, and we had to have a lot of young kids step up and play. But, you know, the key to our success is going to be our four seniors. Like you just kind of stated, you know, Kenley and Ella are going to kind of, you know, we're going to kind of go as they go in terms of scoring. You know, we got some other kids that are going to be able to step up. You know, Hallie's going to kind of take over that point guard position and kind of lead us a little bit. And we're going to expect more things out of Burley. You know, Burley was a kid that, you know, she's a 6-foot kid that, you know, she's got good hands. She's still really raw, even though she's a senior. She's still really raw around the basket, but she's a big body. And that's something that teams are going to have to contest with. You know, things are going to be a little bit different, but yeah, those are our four seniors are going to be key to what we do here moving forward.
Yeah, sticking with Burley real quick, one of the top rebounders in the Big Seven, she averaged over 8 rebounds per game, but again, the points per game wasn't quite there, about 4 points per game. You know, is the expectation for her to take a little bit of a jump forward on the offensive end?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we wanted to continue to kind of, you know, patrol around the boards and try to keep those numbers up, but we definitely want her to be more of a focal point on the offensive end as well. Now, we're not asking her to go out and get us a double-double. It'd be great if she could do that on a daily basis. But, you know, I believe she scored about 3 or 4 points a game last year. We can, you know, get that up to 6 or 7, you know, even 8 points a game and you know, really put some stress on the other team's post defender. That's going to be a big for us.
Well, let's talk about the opponent on Friday. It just happens to be the number one team in the state in Class 3A in Silver Lake, a team that finished top 4 last season, return a very quality team again, and have earned a number one ranking in the preseason poll. But how much prep are you able to do with a team like that, with it being the first game of the year, and just kind of what's your expectations against the number one team in the state this week?
Well, you know, it's tough when you're putting in a new program, and you start out with the number one team in 3A, right off the bat. But the thing about them is I've watched Silver Lake now for the last 2-3 years, and we're really familiar with their personnel. We know that they've got a big time post that's signed with Emporia State. They've got a point guard that's getting some D2 offers already as a sophomore. They got a couple of guards who can flat out shoot it. And so, you know, we're going to kind of focus on just their personnel and not necessarily what they're doing. And with these early games, when you don't have film on teams and things sort of like that, there's going to be a lot of in-game adjustments. And so that's what we're going to really count on is, you know, as the game kind of flows, and like I said, we know the personnel, okay, now we've got to make an adjustment here or there in order to try and be successful and pull off the upset.
There it is, Jefferson West girls basketball coach. That is Felipe McCree. It's brought to you by Heinen Repair, Tigers, and Silver Lake, the top team in 3A, coming into town on Friday for that season opener to start this basketball campaign. Well, coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.